Kate Carolyn is here with what it says in the papers.
The Irish Times says key civil society groups are to consider their approach to the two referendums on family and care. The paper reports that the decision to hold the referendums was welcomed by non-governmental groups, but the wording on constitutional change to caring fell short of campaigners' expectations. Yesterday, a coalition of six civil society organisations noted the wording is significantly different to that recommended by the Citizens' Assembly on Gender Equality and the report of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Gender Equality, which said care should be supported within the home and wider community. On that story, the Irish Independent reports that the government has promised to fight any potential disinformation and distractions in the referendum campaigns. For its lead, the Irish Independent says low interest rates are driving a surge in credit union mortgages. Charlie Weston, in that paper, reports that credit unions saw a 50% rise in lending among members last year to €500 million. Some credit unions are offering home loans on rates as low as 2.9%, far lower than that being offered by banks. On page 5, we read a Garda who had to have his toe amputated after being injured during the Dublin riots is due to get married later this week. The Irish Examiner leads with COP28, where oil and gas companies have insisted the phasing out of fossil fuels is not realistic. Saudi Arabia's energy minister told Bloomberg that even a phase down on fossil fuels was absolutely not something on which his country would agree. The Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun all lead with the blunder that could have seen Molly Martins and her father walk free today. Our Molly jail release nightmare, says the Sun. Release date blunder, says the Mirror. No more Molly coddling, says the Star. The papers say Jason Corbett's family believe his killers would be free today had newspapers not reported the story. Tributes being paid to a 23-year-old Lurgan man who's been missing since the weekend are covered on the front of today's Belfast Telegraph. A murder investigation was launched after a body was found beside a burnt-out car in the town in the early hours of Sunday morning. And two women and a man who were arrested on Sunday on suspicion of murder remain in police custody. The Irish News leads with the line that shopkeepers and other business owners in Northern Ireland are frustrated and anxious at the prospect of a 3-day transport strike in the run-up to Christmas, which, it's expected, will be confirmed by unions today. Hospitality Ulster and Retail Northern Ireland released a joint statement expressing their dismay at the anticipated strike. The Times returns to the horrific attack on children and their carer in Parnell Square last month. The headline over Conor Lally's article says, "Stabbing suspect stable as Gardaí wait to interview him." The paper's front page carries a photo of the woman they describe as a trailblazer, rally driver Rosemary Smith, whose death at the age of 86 was announced yesterday. Her crowning glory was, says the paper, the outright victory in the Dutch Tulip Rally of 1965, which it describes as the equivalent of the World Rally Championship today.
Kate, thank you.